Good morning to all of you. It is great for us to be together. It's always great for us to be together, but especially today. Today is the Feast of Corpus Christi. We celebrate something called the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, also Holy Communion. So the body and blood of Christ given to us by Jesus himself is Holy Communion, which means we eat him. We receive him. He comes to us in the most intimate way, into our bodies, into our souls, to strengthen us, heal us, and to have us become holy. That this is a shocking reality we see in today's gospel. It was shocking then. It remains shocking today. It will always be shocking. We hear in the gospel how the Jews pushed back, they quarreled, they doubted, they argued with Jesus. Sadly, we don't hear it in this passage, but eventually they walked away. Most of Jesus' disciples walked away. But Jesus insisted, as we hear in this gospel, repeated several times in this passage, maybe not this passage, but overall about nine times, Jesus indicates, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood." He insisted. When the people left, he didn't say, "I'm only talking symbolically. This is just a symbol." No, he let them go because they understood, and what he had said is what he meant to say. That we eat his body and blood. He insisted on that. His basis for this is to be with us. He wants to be with us. He wants to come into us and be close to us and feed us. This was the first time, this passage today, the first time Jesus spoke about this great gift. About a year later, at the Last Supper, is when he actually gave the gift. In giving the gift, he let the apostles and the whole church know how this gift would continue throughout the ages in the church. He himself, who had worked many miracles, had raised the dead, cured sick and injured people, he took bread and said, "This is my body." He also took wine and said, "This is the cup of my blood." Jesus has power over nature. He is God. So for him to do this is not surprising. It's just another miracle by Jesus. After having done that and told the apostles to eat and drink, he then went one step further and gave a great gift, which is extraordinary. He said to the apostles, "Do this in memory of me." So in saying those words, Jesus gave those apostles and their successors, the bishops, and their co-workers, the priests, he gave them this power to say those same words. So not just the apostles, but other disciples, other members of his church could receive him as well. And so down to this present moment at this Mass, soon I will make him present. I will feed you with him. Father Briggs does the same. All the priests you've ever known, doing that, feeding people with the body and blood of Christ. This gives me the chance to give a shout out to our bishop and our diocese. It is great that we have priests who continue this work to feed with the body and blood of Christ. Yesterday at the cathedral, we had seven of our diocese new priests ordained. And so yesterday they would have celebrated Mass with a bishop. And then today they're in their respective parishes celebrating with their friends, their family, their parish in a Mass of Thanksgiving. So we have these new priests, which makes this present. And the basis I want to go back to is he wanted to be with us. To be with us. That is what Jesus wants. To be with us. Perhaps we could think right now about how much we all love Christmas. Christmas is such a great time of year. It's when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. For the first time in the human race, we could look upon the face of God. Jesus, in taking our nature, in the womb of the Virgin Mary for those 9 months, was with us in the earth, but we couldn't see him until he was born. He's born Christmas Day. We could see him, see his face. One term that we use during the Christmas season and throughout the church year is Emmanuel, a name for Jesus used in Isaiah and in the New Testament. Emmanuel means God is with us. God is with us. God wanted the people to know in the Old Testament, I am with you, watching over you. But we humans need more intimacy, more closeness than what he was offering. And so he offered more in sending his son. And the son doesn't want to just be among us or have been on this earth. He wants to stay on this earth, and not just in our presence, but actually inside of us. We can see this increasing intimacy of God wanting to be with us, with his people. This is such a consolation. This is such a gift, which is why I say it's so great for us to be together, because Jesus makes such a difference for all of us. Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Every time we receive him in Holy Communion, he comes to us in this intimate way. By coming to us, he teaches us what is most important and perhaps what is most difficult, and that is how to love. He gives us the power to love. We also have him present in our tabernacle, so that after we've given Holy Communion, the hosts that are left over are still Jesus, and so we keep them safe in the tabernacle, which means people can come to this church, visit this church, and have Jesus as the center of their prayers. I want to suggest that one of the most difficult things for us to do in praying is to avoid distractions. We're so easily distracted. We're in our homes, we try to pray, and we think of this, we see that, we want to do this. It's hard to focus. Come to a Catholic church with a tabernacle where Jesus is. You will notice a difference. You will notice a difference. He is here. He gathers to us, gathers to himself, ourselves, and our prayers. It is so much easier to pray coming to a Catholic church if that's possible. I want to speak personally about my own life and the Holy Eucharist. Sorry. My own life with the Holy Eucharist is, as a priest, I have the privilege of offering Mass every day and receiving him every day. Another thing that I do as a priest, I've been doing it since I was a seminarian, so this is going back almost 40 years, is that, oh, thank you, every day spending an hour before the Blessed Sacrament in prayer, often in this church, but more often in our chapel, which we have in the rectory, spending an hour with the Lord. I compare that time to one of the events in Jesus' life where there was a woman who was very badly infirm, and her infirmity made it so she couldn't be in other people's company. She couldn't worship. She basically was isolated and rejected. This infirmity went on for years. St. Luke tells us that she spent all of her savings on doctors trying to get better. She never got better. This poor woman was suffering terribly in all kinds of ways. She saw Jesus. She thought, if I can just touch the tassel of his cloak, I will be healed. And she touched the tassel of his cloak, and she was healed. I think of the same thing about time with Jesus in Holy Communion. I think to myself, if I can just receive him in Holy Communion, if I can just spend an hour with him in prayer, then no matter what happens, I can do it. I can endure it. It's extraordinary. And so on days where that happens in the beginning of the day, I can always think back, I've been with him, he's going to take care of me. If it's going to happen later in the day, I'm thinking to myself, soon I'll be doing this. Soon I'll be with him. Soon I'll have the strength. And that gives me whatever I need to keep on going and get that strength from Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. So then, this is such a consolation that we have. We want to avail ourselves of this great consolation. Our response to the gift of the Lord, first of all, is we want to realize we are talking about God. We're talking about God. God wants to visit us, but we need to be alive in God. That's why baptism is necessary to receive Holy Communion. Also why we need to guard and protect the life of God within us. The only way we could lose that would be through mortal sin. So we want to make sure there's no mortal sins when we're receiving Holy Communion. If there are mortal sins, we shouldn't receive. But this is why confession is so important. Get our mortal sins taken away. Go to confession on a regular basis. There'll be no more mortal sins. If we use confession on a regular basis, mortal sin will disappear from our lives. And then we're ready to receive Him. So to be careful. The next is when we come into the church, we genuflect, if that's possible. For myself, I know others, simply physically we can't, or we bow. Before we sit down in the pews, we genuflect, which is to say, touch our right knee to the ground to show reverence for the Lord Jesus who's present, or bow to Him. The same thing goes when we're in the communion line coming forward. Before receiving Him, we do a bow at our waist. Some people will genuflect again, touch their right knee to the floor. Others actually will kneel down. All these, kneeling, genuflecting, bowing, recognizing He's the Son of God. He's the Lord. He's a gift. We want to show our gratitude. We want to respond to His great love for us. Just mentioned a few moments ago, another way to respond to this gift is by making visits to the church, to a Catholic church where the Blessed Sacrament is present. It will change your life. It will change your life. That's what I recommend people to do all the time. If you can pray in a Catholic church, it'll make so much of a difference. You will have strength. Another thing we do as Catholics is have processions in honor of the Blessed Sacrament. And we will be doing that today at the end of this Mass, so you're all welcome to participate. Father Briggs will have the Eucharist. He'll be processing with the servers, followed by the choir, and then all of you just fall in behind. And there's different stations on our property here. There'll be a stop, an incensing of the Eucharist, a reading of the Gospel, a reflecting on how Jesus is with us, and then moving on in song, honoring Him every step of the way. One thing I want to add is that we are leading up to the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart this Friday. The bishops of this country on that day are going to consecrate our country to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So the bishops have asked all Catholic parishes to do a novena in honor of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which we're doing. And so once Father Briggs has the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, you'll all be kneeling down, and I'll lead us in this litany. And you were given sheets when you were coming in, and you'll use that for the litany. Then when Father Briggs begins the procession, you'll then be handed song sheets as you're leaving to be used for the procession. In any case, this is one way in which we honor this great, great gift. Again, it is so wonderful to be with you today to celebrate this gift. And the gift we're celebrating is Jesus Himself, His body and blood, food and drink for us, so we can learn how to love. Amen.